And just let the energy in your body come from the top into the center, and then down your legs and into the floor. And feel the floor beneath your feet, our beautiful Gaia here in Boulder, Colorado, supporting you, supporting us, this event. Supporting your heart like a beautiful foundation from the bottom up. And feel her energy coming up through your feet and just making a field of love around your heart center, caressing you from the inside, saying hello, saying yes, saying you are loved. And just let yourself relax into that love. Knowing it's always there. And then from the inside to the outside, feel the energy in the room and how it's shifted and changed just in the brief time we've been in here this morning. And that's a reflection of you and a reflection of the entourage of Kryon. Here to honor you, to honor your experience, your humanity, and your journey.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There's always a brief pause. My partner and all that is in that which is human steps aside, literally, as much as possible to allow me to speak as I do. And yet at the same time, the language has to be used, the intellect has to be used, all of the things that the human has learned and is about, is present, and yet that which is my partner, that you know as the personality, is not. He steps aside. It has taken years for him to know and learn to do this, for there was fear. And the fear was about change, it was about the loss of control, it was about perception. All of the things that we're teaching today. Dear ones, this weekend is about perception. Not just your perception of what might be happening in this chair. Do you believe it or not? Is it the man speaking or not? But the perception of your reality, of what might be happening in your life, what might be happening on the planet. Because all of these perceptions are based upon only what you know. Only on what you know. When my partner came into this planet, all he wanted to do is what he ended up doing. His logic was everything. The hermit in him was alive and well, and shaped what he did and why he did it. His social interactions, based upon his karmic attributes, all that you are, he was. For the reasons you are you, he was him. And none of that included any kind of spiritual recognition or attributes that there was anything more than the beauty of science and the logic of it all. That was his world and his joy. It was his music. And when he started to see those who had another kind of music, and when he started to see those who had their own system of self-worth and belief that revolved around intangible things that couldn't be proved, that seemed to be outside of a reality almost to insanity. He rejected it. It wasn't real. In fact, there then is the judgment, is there not? The judgment that says, I'm sorry for you that your mind has gone in that direction. Because you do understand you live in a land that is not real. You live in a world and you're hanging on to things that don't exist. Show me the logic. Show me the proof. Give me the science behind why you have joy on something you can't see. The reasoning here and where I'm going with this is logical. And you're going to hear it in the message I'm going to give you tonight. And I'm going to say it again and again. A fool does not know they're a fool. You don't know what you don't know. If you have not experienced something, you don't know anything about it, really. You only have the perception of what you've been told, of what your instructors have said, or your parents have said, or the people who you love have said. And those are the things that you paste upon yourself that become you. So therefore, there may be things there, but they're outside of the box that is comfortable for you, that you survive in. This weekend, I want you to dissolve the box. I know who is here. And in the most loving way, I say I know who is here because you were all part of the creative source. All. Inside of each one of you is what we would call the creator. That which you call God, if you wish, is in you. Your DNA is complicated chemically and extremely profoundly complicated esoterically. There are things in your DNA that you cannot see, you cannot measure with the elementary ways that you measure things today. Imagine a society that can't even measure physics correctly. Imagine. You're so proud of it. You don't even have anything that can see a quantum field. Imagine. In your DNA is a quantumness that is so profound, so beautiful. In that, what you would call your Merkaba, there are patterns that will reveal God inside you. Medical intuitives, readers can see it. A piece of it, a portion of it, and they can look at you, and some of them will see God in you. Some of them are speechless, and you walk around having no idea. No idea. You see, I know who you are. My partner keeps his eyes shut because those few times he's opened them, he got to see what I see, and it was not comfortable at all. What I'm saying is you don't know it. You haven't been there. There's been no proof. I know who's here. I know who doubts in the room that this is real as I speak. I know who's come to see the science and not the esoteric. Family, let me tell you something. The box that you think is real for these 2 days can be dissolved. And if you want to, you can put it right back when you leave. There's no judgment. If you'll allow things you don't believe and were never taught to be put forward, examined logically today, you'll say, oh, maybe, just maybe, There's physics that I don't know about. There's energy I don't know about. There are cycles that I didn't know about. There are things I have never, ever been taught. Could it be? The entire planet sits in the beginning of a cycle. Some of you know it. Some of you feel it. Let me tell you something. You're done recalibrating. Now you go to work. This is the year of the three. A catalytic year, where a catalyst is that which energies profoundly affect and develop other energies, if you'll allow it. But cyclically, it's a nine. And that is to say that the cycle is complete. A new one is beginning. We're going to tell you more about that later. But the light worker in the room who is aware that they are indeed a piece of the Creator, know that something is up. It starts now. Things are coming to a close, which you wanted to come to a close. Now I'm speaking to 17 people in this room who needed to hear that about your health. I know who's here. Aren't you done with it yet? You prayed for it. You've asked for it. You've given affirmations for it. And I'm asking you right now, aren't you done with it yet? And the answer is, oh, yeah. In other words, there is the potential this weekend. The word is potential, and I want you to listen carefully to that word, because that's going to be on your lips when you leave on Sunday night. There's the potential in here for profound healing. A closure of an older energy in a body that doesn't need it in this energy. No matter what your DNA was, it doesn't have to be that way. No matter what your predispositions for disease were, they don't have to be it now. It is a new energy that is so profound for those who are awakening to who they really might be that they can change everything. I'm crying, you don't understand. You see, my mother had it, and then her mother had it, and her mother had it, so therefore what? You're in a prison of your own belief, right? And now you've got it. You know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to everyone here, but specifically a few. There is no predisposition for disease that cannot be overcome with a predisposition for love and joy and change. Did you hear that? You are now in a position where changing your reality will be common daily. Get to work. Well, I'm too old to write a book. I'm too old to be a teacher. Oh, listen, the seniors in the room, they know what I'm talking about. The very fact that you've lived this long on the planet gives you an advantage. You know you've been there and you've done that. And you know that the joy that you spread as you walk, no matter how old you are, stays where you walked. The very footprints. You spread what you have through the compassion that you give, through the understanding of who you are, through the honoring of those who've been before, through the ancients and the ancestors. It all comes alive. And you realize that there's so much there that never was there before. And that awareness is catchy. People start asking you, what have you got? You're peaceful. Nobody around me is peaceful, they say. Everyone's upset. Have you noticed? Turn on the TV. Everybody's upset. What kind of society would give you entertainment programs of upset people so you can watch others be upset to make you feel really good about being upset yourself? It should smack you in the face as being inappropriate old energy. And it is. And it's not going to be the way of the future. Not at all. And that's what the teaching is today and tomorrow. The cycles of the planet, the cycles of life, the cycles of youth are upon you. And with a society of humanism of free choice, you can ignore it, reject it, and go just with what you know. You can be as my partner was most of his life until his mid-40s. Or he's so proud to stand up and say, what I've experienced must be everything there is. And I will not go anywhere past that which I know is true and real. And everything beyond it is foolishness. And now he's a fool. As he sits in the chair and I come through him, and he lets me tell you the things that are saturated with compassion and love and a reality that we're inviting you to see beyond your box. And that is the message of today. Enjoy your break. And so it is.